this is our theme for December. We love Christmas, and actually a little Christmas message. That's what we want to, just for a few minutes now, focus on. So this is for grown-ups, but it's for children as well, but particularly for grown-ups. Now, as I've been looking around, I think the message that we get at the moment when we look at the news, particularly with politics, is it's all bad news, yeah? Everywhere we look, particularly in politics, this person here, it's all seems to be bad news. No matter what, whether it's not a matter of politics, I think we'd all agree, politics aside, this person's working very hard. But it always seems to come back as bad news. I wonder what kind of Christmas she's going to be having. This guy's not much better. This is not political, by the way. This guy's not much better. It all seems to come across as if nobody seems to know what they are doing. But actually, when it comes to bad news, no one comes anywhere near this guy here. It is like the pinnacle of bad news. I think this guy could even make Christmas seem a disaster. But the more we listen to it on the news, we listen to Laura Koonsberg or Robert Peston, and it constantly bombards our minds. And it affects how we live, and it affects our children as well. But actually, there is another way. If you got up every day, and rather, as you get on with your day, rather than just think of all the bad news, that a glass half empty, you know, there's bound to be a disaster sometime today, which is how we tend to think when we hear bad news all the time. If we started to think more that it's good news and not bad, you would actually find good news everywhere in your day. And when you start to hear good news and see good news, you tend to do something dramatic, which is smile. We smile more when there's good news. Turn to the person next to you now and just practice a smile. Go on, children, you practice as well. Okay. Now, some of you need to practice your smiles a little bit more. I'm just looking at you, okay? As Ken Dodd used to say, you've got to get the what muscles? Chuckle muscles. You need to get your chuckle muscles moving a bit. And when you see good news around, you start to smile a bit more. Now, from my own life, here's three examples of good news that I've found in my life. Now, this is the first one, okay? Slight change there, and now we're fourth because we lost on Friday night. But we're fourth. It's still good news. Any United supporters here? I expect more of a cheer from you. Any Wednesday supporters here? I think it was it 18th? Anyway, let's not talk football. Okay, sorry, 17th. It is good news. There's good news. I mean, it's great when your team is doing well. It's good news. But even more seriously, here's some more good news for me and Trisha, my wife. That is a random child I took a photograph of. That is our new grandson. That's Nathaniel Jacob, who's 4 weeks old tomorrow. Now that is good news. When I hold him or when I see him, I smile. He smiles. I think he smiles, or maybe it's just wind, I don't know. But it's good news. I'm not bothered what Robert Peston's saying. I'm holding my grandson, and it's good news. And this is another good news. This is our family Christmas photograph, okay? And this Christmas, it's our turn to have all our children, all 19 of them, our three children and their partners, and our five grandchildren now with us on Christmas Day. next year, you know, we're the outlaws and we kind of, you know what I mean? We kind of mix it up a little bit. But so when we sit down for our Christmas lunch, semi-chaotically, I will look round and Trisha will look round and we will say, this is good news. Our family's here. We've got aches and pains and this some stuff doesn't work quite right, but it's good news. I don't care what Laura Koonsberg's saying. Who cares on Christmas Day? It's good news. And so if we start to focus on good news, something happens. And this day, this story we've seen here, is the story of good news. It says this in the Bible. Okay, we're going to read this together in a moment. This is Luke's gospel. And this is the story that the angel brought. So we're all going to read this together, okay? Are we ready to go? On three. One, two, three. Do not be afraid. I thou will cause great joy for all the people. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Okay, I'd give you 5 out of 10 for that, okay? You've had a practice now. We're going to do it once more. When we get to good news, let's do, I bring you good news. Okay, ready, kids? Nice and loud on that one, oh, and grown-ups as well. So we're going to do it once more. You've got to get to 8 out of 10 on this one. Okay, this is the story of good news. 1, 2, 3. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great for all the people. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those who believe. Amazing! That's a great reading. So when we read that, the angel, just as I finish, says this. This is really important for us to take away. This good news does 2 things. It brings peace and joy. Peace and joy. This good news, God brings peace into our lives. Peace, it's really important, instead of worry. Put your hands up if you worry sometimes. Okay, if you don't, you're an absolute angel. We all worry at times, but actually, this news that God brings to us brings peace into our lives. When the worry comes, because we remember that God is with us, the worry starts to be less and we get peace. And also we get joy instead of sadness. There's so much sadness around. But we need to be the peace and joy people, those of us who believe in God. So this Christmas, we're going to see a lot of this picture. Okay, we're going to see the stable. We've seen it acted out here. And when we see, every time we see that, we remember it's good news, not bad news. Because God brings us peace in our lives. Peace in our lives instead of worry, and joy in our lives instead of sadness. On the way out, you're going to get a leaflet. We'd love to invite you back to more of our Christmas gatherings. Tonight, there's the more traditional carols by candlelight. The church will be full again. All the lights out, candles lit. There's readings from the Bible and a message from the Bible and singing carols. We'd love to invite you back. We've then got a crib service on Christmas Eve. It's amazing. 30 minutes, bring the kids along. It's better than watching daytime TV, even on Christmas Eve. Bring them along, some Christmas snacks afterwards. And then on Christmas Day, a great set. If you've never been to church on Christmas Day, come along at 10:30. I guarantee you, peace and joy and good news will affect your life. If it doesn't, you can have your money back. I guarantee you that. So come along again at Christmas. And finally, we do something in the new year. Over 2,000 people have been on something called Alpha, the Alpha Course. It's the basics of the Christian faith. This is how to get the good news. Over 2,000 in this church over the last 8 years have been on this. 37 million people around the world have been on this course. This is the kind of stuff that's going to change the world. Not what a politician does, although Theresa May is a believing Christian. Thank you, it is hallelujah. And it's not even what footballers do, although they give us a fleeting moment of joy when they score or we get promoted. But it's the lifelong peace and joy that we're looking for in our lives. And I'd love to ask you back for that. So, one final thing. I'm going to say a little prayer. So as we do this, we're going to remain seated. I'm going to have a moment's stillness. The kids are amazing. They really are. Hold hands with someone next to you. Okay? Yeah, go on. Go on, yeah. It's a boy and a girl here going like that. It's the way life is. Just get used to it. You know, hold hands with someone. If you're next to someone you love in your family, just hold hands with them. And just for a moment, think about the good news that that person you're holding hands with brings into your life. The love they give you, the joy they give you. And just for a moment, as I pray, maybe you can ask God, if you've never done it before, or if you have, but if you've never done it before, God, I would like some of that good news every day of my life inside of me. And I'll pray now. God, thank you for the hand we're holding now. But thank you for Jesus. In a way we never understand, he is God and he is in our lives if we ask him in. And he will walk with us and hold our hand every day of our life. And we can know his good news in our lives. May this Christmas we know your peace and joy. Thank you, God. Amen. 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 Thank you for listening. All I can say now is a very, very happy Christmas!